Hello, this is a call from Minister Edward J. Robin, and I'd like to lay a claim against the performance bonds of the mayor and his council. They don't seem to have a clue with regards to law and their private liability when they break the law. They might want to look at 126 of the criminal code that covers acts of parliament. And the act of parliament they might want to look up is the Genetic Non-Discrimination Act, as they're busy trying to enforce their employees to take a bogus PCR test or rapid PCR test, which are both genetic tests. They might want to look up the Oaths of Allegiance Act, the various police that they have under their employ, and their public indemnification bonds. If they violate their oath by bringing a harm to the people of Canada for doing nothing other than exercising 176 of the criminal code, gathering for a moral, social, or benevolent purpose. When you have a criminal at the helm and the mayor and council wish to aid and abet that criminal by intimidating 423 of the criminal code, private men and women that are lawfully demonstrating peacefully to put in place a criminal complaint against this tyrant that runs this country. He's pushing an experiment on people, which is a violation of Article 7 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Breaking that and encouraging that is a violation of 126 of the Criminal Code. I don't know who your lawyers are, but obviously they don't care for the law. They care about intimidating men and women and try making them look bad, threatening them that you're going to take your children away. You people are a corrupt bunch of vampires. If you think that you're going to intimidate hundreds of thousands of truckers, you're going to find out it'll backlash on you when they shut down the border and there's nothing you can do about it. Your arrogant pussies are going to suffer greatly when people lay claims against your indemnification bonds and lay criminal charges against you because you're the criminals that are sitting in that city council. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Why don't you look up the definition of the word trial? And you'll find out it's synonymous with experiment and that you're pushing an experiment on people that has the highest death reports in history. That's right. Over 30,000 deaths in North America due to the vaccine, this COVID vaccine, that's nothing worse than the common cold. And you are intent on killing people by forcing them to take this experimental vaccine, put them in the hospital with 29 different horrible symptoms, disabling them for life, and sterilizing them. You don't care about that. You don't want to look at those statistics because it would not fit in with all the mistakes you've made in the past, horribly forcing people into Hegelian type of rules that don't make any sense. There's no backup in the literature that indicates that you're going to gain anything by vaccinating people four times when the first one didn't work, the second one didn't work, the third one didn't work, and Trudeau's intimidating people. You need more vaccination so you don't make people sick. I'm sick again. It's because you're unvaccinated that I'm sick. It's because he hasn't got a lick of brains in his head that he's sick. He got saline solution. He didn't even get a proper one, and I talked to the nurse that gave it to him. This is a lie, and you're all supporting it. And I'd like you all to know that when at the end of the day, you're going to have criminal claims against you right there at the Hague with 46 pages of evidence that you're engaged in criminal activity. That's you and all the other so-called cabal leaders that have been promised millions of dollars by the Davos group there, Klaus Anal Schwab. That must be your new prince, Klaus Anal Schwab. You should all be ashamed and hanging your head down by your knees, looking at what your future holds for you. It holds for you a toilet bowl and it's not been flushed. That's the future you have in store for you when you're engaged in criminal activity, supporting it by intimidating men and women that come out peacefully to let you know you've got a criminal running your government and they're opposed to that criminal. And you're trying to support that criminal, all of you, in a conspiracy like you're racketeering. That's another criminal event. There's a Dr. David Martin online that's a forensic analyst, and he's looked at the forensics behind this, and he's exposed. He's exposed that all of you are engaged in a conspiracy, and you know about this. So that puts you...
After the tone,
That puts you with a guilty mind, mens rea, and it can be proven. And your liability and insurance bonds are for crap. They're gone. I'm going to get every trucker to be aware of how to lay a claim against your bonds. You better consider resigning quickly before they find out, because you'll never work again.
Your message has been sent. If you would like to try an extension, you may do so now.